The news is read now by Brian Jennings.
The British Foreign Secretary Liz Truss and the European Commission Vice President Maroš Šefčovič will speak by phone this morning amid deepening unease in Brussels and Dublin about the UK's plans to unilaterally set aside elements of the Northern Ireland Protocol. The Biden administration in the United States has urged London not to abandon the talks process aimed at alleviating the burden of the protocol. From Brussels, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
This will be the first phone call between Liz Truss and Maroš Šefčovič since the Foreign Secretary's statement earlier this week repudiating the EU's proposals last October to reduce the volume and complexity of checks and controls on goods crossing the Irish Sea. London has signalled it's preparing legislation to unilaterally dismantle parts of the protocol, prompting the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney, to say yesterday that partnership between London and Dublin on the north was now absent. The DUP has said it will block efforts to establish a new assembly and executive unless the UK takes action to radically change the protocol, something the EU has said it will not do. There's no real clarity yet about the UK's plans to dismantle the protocol, expected next week, and there's growing unease in Westminster about Boris Johnson breaking international law in order to placate the DUP. In a note circulated to member states, the European Commission has hinted it will introduce retaliatory trade measures if the UK presses ahead with any such legislation. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
The Cabinet Subcommittee overseeing the humanitarian response to the war in Ukraine is to meet today. Just over 29,000 people from Ukraine have arrived here since Russia invaded the country in late February. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
Today's discussions are set to focus on the ongoing task of finding more accommodation. Despite tens of thousands of offers of places in people's homes, the overall number of rooms delivered has been very low, and pledges from the public are now drying up. However, the plan to pay those offering accommodation up to €400 a month will be examined today, and that payment might be administered by the Revenue Commissioners. There is concern too that thousands of places in hotels might not be available from June, when current contracts with the state expire and the tourist season begins. Plans to ensure there are enough school places for Ukrainian children in September will be looked at today also. And government ministers are worried about unaccompanied minors arriving here. So far, just over 100 have travelled to this country. A Department of Justice spokesperson said last night that TUSLA should be notified immediately about these children to ensure their safety.
Rents being sought on the open market in the first 3 months of this year were almost 12% higher than during the same period last year, according to the property listings website daft.ie. It calculated that the average monthly rent being sought for new tenancies in the first quarter stood at over €1,500. According to calculations from the website, there were just 851 homes to rent on May the 1st. Here's Brian Finn of our business staff.
Market rents are what landlords seek for a new tenancy. At €1,567 nationally in the first quarter, the average monthly rent being sought is now more than double the low point in 2011. The reports from daft.ie don't reflect what tenants are paying in existing tenancies. However, in this latest report, they include an estimate of the trend in rents for sitting tenants over the last decade. So-called stair rents are estimated to have increased by just 1.5% in the past year, and by less than 40% over the last 10 years. That compares to double-digit annual inflation for market rents, which is being driven at the moment by an acute supply shortage. According to Daft, there were just 851 properties to rent in the country on May 1st. That's about a tenth of the average rental supply at any point over the 15 years up to 2021.
The Health Service Executive has confirmed that a child who has been treated for a severe form of hepatitis here has died. A second child, who was also being treated for the same illness, has received a liver transplant. Both cases are being linked to an unexplained type of hepatitis that is being reported in children worldwide. Joan O'Sullivan reports.
An alert about hepatitis of unknown origin in children was first raised by the UK in early April. It has since been identified in dozens of countries, including Ireland. The HSC says that over the last 2 months approximately, six probable cases of children with hepatitis of unknown origin have been detected in Ireland. It said that one death has been associated with this disease. The six probable cases were in children aged between 1 and 12 years of age. All were hospitalised. One of these children has received a liver transplant. In addition to these six cases, a small number of other cases are being assessed to see if they are linked to this acute hepatitis of unknown origin or if they have another cause for their illness. The HSE says the cause of acute hepatitis in these children has not yet been found, and all possibilities are being investigated at present.
North Korea has officially acknowledged its first outbreak of COVID-19 and ordered strict lockdowns in all cities. State media said the country's leader, Kim Jong-un, had chaired a meeting to discuss what it described as a grave national emergency. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Choose Grant's A++ Airona 3 air-to-water air source heat pump for efficient, sustainable, cost-effective heating. Visit grant.eu.
A good deal of cloud across the country today with scattered showers. Some sunny intervals, especially in the east and south. A spell of persistent rain is expected to spread across western and northern areas towards evening. Highest temperatures 12 to 16 degrees.